Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 363. This is a special show with a special number. Dora will explain that in a second. In this show, we talk about Android applications. And let's just get right into it. I'll introduce the co-hosts and we'll get going. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. Dora, it's show 363.
Awesome. It's the same backwards and forwards. And 3 minus 6 equals 3.
Is it an anagram?
Yeah.
That equals negative 3.
True. Let's not get technical, Steve.
Good point.
Okay. Good to have you on.
3 Dora. Plus negative 6 equals 3.
It equals negative 3.
It's still negative 3.
Damn. I was hoping we weren't able to figure it out that fast. Who can do math live on a show? Jeez. You have unnatural expectations.
Dude, if it gets above 10 and more than two numbers, I'm out. So trust me, that was like, that's my limit.
Well, 36 divided by 3 is 13, which just proved this show's now unlucky to me.
39. No, it's not. It's not. Wait. 36 divided
by 12.
I think 363 is an onomatopoeia.
I was hoping you weren't going to figure it out.
And that's why it's confusing us.
It is an onomatopoeia.
It's bad luck. Move on. How you doing, Steve?
I'm fine. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. Now, if you have not been to DiniMedia.com yet, make sure you go there. Sign up for his newsletter. Eric is just putting out such amazing content these days that it's a wonder he's not like a billionaire by now.
I was thinking about switching some stuff up to be a billionaire. I was going to start putting little teasers out there all over the world on the internet. And then when you come to my site, there would be like the first picture would be there with tons of ads. And then you'd have to click next to see the next step in what I'm trying to help you go build or then you'd have to click next to see the next picture of this celebrity in some sort of whatever.
That's a great idea. Nobody's ever done that before. Like the 10 ugliest celebrity birthmarks. And then you go there. And instead of just seeing them all on one page, you have to click next to get to the next one?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's a great idea. And then tons of ads, you said, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Got to have ads because I need to pay for the extra bandwidth it's going to take for those extra pages rather than all being on one page.
Right. Because people would like it if it was all on one page, but you can't make any money that way.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Well, no. People don't want it on one page. What?
No, man. David Letterman just went off the air. One of the most successful TV hosts of all times did a top 10 list. Eric's just taking that and expanding it for the modern day super information superhighway.
Right, yeah. I'm bringing it to the World Wide Web. Yeah, you're not going to soak it in if you have it all on one page. You'll just scroll through quickly and you won't really understand which one was number 4. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not doing it just for page views?
No. It's costing me to put all those extra pages up. That's why I need more ads, unfortunately. But
each page costs money.
That's damn nice of you, man. You're thinking of the consumer,
right? I haven't quite started it yet, but I've got a big revision of Dini Media coming soon, and I think that's what the direction we're going to take it now.
All right, good.
It's been a good run. Don't get me wrong. It's been a good run, but I think we just need to change directions a little bit.
It's called very good. It's called pivoting, Eric. You have to pivot.
Yeah.
That's true. Lean startup lingo.
Sigma cool, 6 man. Is in effect on DiniMedia.com.
I can't wait. I mean, it's a great site already, but if you could make it better, then I'm looking forward to that. And my name is Steve Cherubino. This show is going to be about your emails and your voicemails. We got a ton of them here. 18.
Speaking of.
So I'm going to basically read them all at normal speed, but then in the edit, I'm going to speed up my voice 10 times. So we'll get through these in about 2 minutes.
Just super quick, Steve. I don't know if you realize, but Twit a couple days ago announced they're killing all live viewings, live video streams, and they're killing all live chat rooms. So
why?
You have to watch the video to understand. But we here,
which one Android, do I have to watch? Twit.
You have to just get them like everyone else in the RSS feed. But you, all you have to do is go to podcast.com/AAA, join the club, and then you can not only watch the show live, but you can participate in our secure private chat with no trolls. Yeah. No trolls.
Does Leo say why?
Yes.
He would do
basically
that?
Trolls. That's what he says.
On Twit. On Twit he says that?
He says it.
That's the reason? I thought it would be more like he just doesn't get enough watchers. Well, so it's not.
He hints at that is literally only like 1% of the viewers, total viewers. After this last Mac Break Weekly, he did a video like 5 minutes where he said, no more chat, no more live streaming. We're going to broadcast the shows as if they are live, but they're actually pre-recorded, pre-edited kind of thing. So there still will be a schedule of shows coming out on the Twit website to watch, and it will be like a live stream, but no more live cameras and no more chat.
I don't mean to be an A, but that's a DB move, man. Right.
Well,
there.
Here's the thing.
Wait.
Why would you not turn off your? Don't look at your chat. If you don't want to see what's in there, just don't look at it. Don't cut out the good people. Your best fan base is watching you live and coming out for the show. Don't cut them off because there's some trolls in your chat room. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm with you a little bit, Eric, but putting on a live show is a lot more work than doing a pre-recorded. Yeah. It really is. I mean, we did Podnuts live for years. And just like with Twit, not even near the number base, but the percentage of live viewers that came out was insignificant. It was like 15.
Yeah, right.
Like for example, we have about 2,500 to 3,000 downloads per show. We're doing our show live now. We have one viewer, according to Google Plus. So one live viewer. So,
but to be honest, this is not the normal time and channel and date that we normally record.
Yeah, right.
So Eric, please don't act like we typically have 300.
I wouldn't act like that, but I'm just saying he probably does.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And those are his 300.
Yeah, but 300, but he's got 300,000 probably listeners.
I'm gonna cut it down the middle. 5 plus years ago, he didn't have to worry about trolls because, not trying to sound dumb, he had the Twit army. And the positive people in the chat far outweighed trolls. I personally think the live turnout numbers, if anything, have probably went down in percentage points from the past. And he probably has more trolls than ever because he is more popular than ever. So I don't understand him cutting it off. If I was him, I would have just made it a private, you have to, you know, register with us kind of thing, validate kind of thing, and banned by IP kind of thing, which would definitely hurt the trolls to come out.
I can't, dude, I hear what you're saying, Dora. I don't mean to cut you off. I can't imagine it's because of trolls. It's got to be because,
well,
I mean, if it was doing really, really well and having tons of live viewers, trolls or not, he'd keep doing it. He'd find a way to get rid of the trolls. It's got to be because it's too much.
Well,
no, I don't know. I'm not leaving. No. Okay. It's got to be because it's too much work.
I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there. There's two people. We're recording on the wrong day. Google says we've only got one person watching live. There's two people in the chat room who both say they're watching live. So,
a three. Yeah.
Let's give them a shout out. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got
Rhino.
We got Speed 20. Oh, go ahead, Dor.
Rhino, Bo dot dot, and Speed 20 Mike.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Right. Here's the gimmick.
I never mean to disparage or belittle when I say we have.
He was already doing that amount of work. I don't think it's the amount of work that is the reason. I honestly think it has to do with marketing, where the money's coming at, focus on where the money's coming in at, and do that the best they possibly can. Focus resources.
Okay.
Couldn't? Yeah. I mean, you if he could, he could focus that. I mean, he could really turn that into something if he wanted to. He could offer, like we've done, we've given the live guests some sort of a promotion because they were here live. He could do the same thing with Twit.
Did it
he
would work have a lot for more us? No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
I don't know.
I say this because we've been doing live shows for years. And the people who come out it's only a fraction of a fraction of a percent.
I don't watch any podcasts live because usually it's the convenience thing. You know, I'm not.
Now, would you, if he was offering a reward, would you?
I would probably never be available to watch a show. You know what I mean? I can't find myself the time. But, well, I don't know. It depends on the reward, I guess. You know, if it's a If it's worthwhile, yeah. I'm always up to save a buck or get a thing or whatever.
I can't because they all sound like they're on morphine and they're talking like this.
Come get your jewelry.
Why? Because you listen to Speed It Up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably couldn't, Dor. And hey, about what you said, Steve, don't even think about speeding your voice up. You'll make Dor's head explode when he listens to it later.
Good point. How fast are you listening to your shows now?
2.5 is most of the shows.
That's crazy.
It is.
Dor, could you just... Do you have your phone right there?
Yeah.
Can you play like the speed into your mic that you listen to a podcast so people could hear
how crazy right this now is? It's on security now.
Okay. So... The government are sophisticated users, like our final answer. I'd say get a router to confirm you're on tomato or DDoP or something. Exactly. Because then you do the work.
You do know anything he just said.
Yes, I pick it all up.
What did he say?
I wasn't listening to... It was all you guys. He was talking about the DD... What he was talking about was exploit in USB-enabled routers and how if you can load tomato firmware on it, you're going to negate the issue. Because he talked about firmware router issues things.
That's crazy,
and the
dude.
Other reason I know that is because every time I stop it and play it again, it goes back 10 seconds.
Okay, so... The hard drive sophisticated users, like our final answer, I'd say get a router to confirm firmware on tomato or DDoP or something. Exactly. Because then...
Very cool. Are you using Dogcatcher or Attic?
I'm still on Podcast Attic. I really don't have any reason to get off of it. And that's really the time when I change my podcasting client is when I have a reason to get off of it. Podcast Attic just seems to work. I mean, I'm not having any issues.
Why don't you go over to Shifty Jelly?
Because I'm not shifty, nor am I a jelly fan. I'm a jam person.
Yeah, I'm still using Podcast Attic myself at 1.0 speed.
Me too. Dude. I mean, I'm listening to Dogcatcher at 1.0 speed.
Here's the whole thing. An hour-long show. It's just too long to listen
I don't listen to as many podcasts as I used to. Maybe I would listen to more if I sped it up. I'm also not walking as much as I used to either, so that's...
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, you got to do it in steps, and you have to have a reason to do it. I mean, most people have no idea they could even do it, number one. And I don't know, man. I don't know how I would get into listening to my podcast.
I completely took us off track. We haven't even read a single email.
It wasn't just you. This whole... It was. Quit. You're right. Good call. All right. Les writes, cool rhythm game, like Simon. Hey guys, thought I'd send you a cool music-based rhythm game that's like the old Simon copy game, but with a twist. You still have to copy the lights, but you have to do it on beat. Very cool game, and also looking for similar rhythm games on Android. Are there any like the DS game Rhythm Heaven? Thanks for the great shows. I never played Rhythm Heaven.
Never heard of it.
I love these kind of games, though. They're really fun. They usually have really cool-looking backgrounds and stuff going on. Oh, this one does look like Simon.
And what's it called? Oh, is it called... Oh,
Ditto Beat. Did he say
the name of it? I put it in the chat because I complained to him in a very nice way. I said, hello, Les. Thank you for the email. I don't see a complete app name or a link, I think.
Oh, yeah, that would be helpful.
And then he replied, oh, sorry. Here's the link. Ditto Beat is the name of the game. I did put the link in our chat.
Thanks, Dor. Ditto Beat. DITTO
Good name.
Yeah, I'd say it looks like Simon. It doesn't seem to play like Simon though. It plays more like a
dance.
Guitar Hero or something. Yeah.
Let's see. It's from Step Revolution LLC, so it's probably
That was really cool.
Ditto Beat. Check it out
in the video.
Now, can we answer his question? Something like the DS, what do you say, Rhythm
Heaven? Well, I've never heard of Rhythm Heaven, so that makes it a little bit difficult.
I was in a chat for a live chat support at work. I think the web service they use had a live chat. Yeah, it was for that. And the person that helped me was a girl named Heaven S. Do you think that was a real name?
No.
Do you think it was a girl?
Well, I'll say this. The younger she is, the more possible it was a real name, but in all likelihood, can't be very high, you know.
I had one the other day that was called Rain something, Rain T or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Rain, so these are like 40-year-old Filipinos, probably, men.
I didn't go all that way, but.
Okay. I'm going to say, at my work, I did see one of the best names ever for a real person. And it was, her name is Summer, and her last name is Funk. Real name.
That's the best name?
And to me, that was the best name I've seen. Summer Funk.
I hope she married into that. That's cruel if her parents did that.
Cruel? No, that's cool. That's like a rock star name. That's like Tove Lo. Is Tove Lo's name because it's love to, if you switch the letters? Is that why she called herself that?
You got to spell, how do you spell Tove Lo?
T-O-V-E. L-O. Two words.
Here you go. Okay, now.
It's not Tove Lo?
Like no, it's two words.
Okay.
Tove Lo.
Like J-Lo, but Tove Lo.
Yeah.
Okay, I found this game Rhythm Heaven on YouTube. It's basically like a bunch of mini games. Doesn't not look easy. Looks hard. Looks very hard. I will say
there used to be a good rhythm game. Remember that had like the background of fireworks going?
No.
Wasn't there a game with the fireworks going off and you had to tap with the fireworks? Whoa. This is nothing like that.
This is awesome. He's throwing the food in his mouth.
Well, that's just one stage. And
that's awesome.
Dude, your wrist would be so tired and so red after slapping it like that.
It's true.
Munchy Monk.
Is that a mustache? That string?
Nice. Each stage is different environment settings with different things that move in it. And you have to make rhythm happen. And when you do rhythm, the different things happen. This is a very, I don't know. The only way I can put it is Japanese-esque type game.
I agree. Definitely has that about it. All right, cool. Good find. Liam writes, hey there, guys. This is about Eric's timeout issue. He says, it can't be this obvious, but maybe get Eric to check the setting under this normal phone settings. Settings, display and wallpaper, screen timeout. I also have the note for with Lollipop UK, and I don't get this problem. Keep up the good work. From LB. I guess we got to recap what the problem was that Eric, you were having, and see if this will fix it.
Not only the problem was, the problem still is. Anytime I hit my, I turn my phone on, if I pull down my slider, oops, I've got a little too close to the microphone. Pull down my slider to see my notifications. You see them there?
Yes.
I pulled it down, and then the whole screen goes black, and it shuts off. I mean, it doesn't shut the whole thing off, but it shuts and off the screen.
And you tried that setting he mentioned?
Yeah, I've tried every setting. It absolutely has to do with this cover. That's the only thing I can think of, and they haven't released an update for the S cover to fix that yet.
It looks like a Game Boy, doesn't it, Dor? The cover
like that. Doesn't it look like an iPod, kind of? Because when it's sitting there, it works like that.
You know, looks like a Zune.
And then I put this thing down here, like the button. But this is actually, okay, Dor, you might have mentioned these before.
What is it?
It peels off.
NFC tag?
And you stick it to your finger, and then it's a cleaner.
Oh!
Remember those? Didn't you get one of these at Linux Fest or something?
We gave some away at Linux Fest Northwest that were LastPass like that.
Yeah, LastPass sent us a bunch of them.
Well, I got this one from Judson University, and I never got one from LastPass, so.
Judson?
Thank you, Judson University, for sending me this.
Why did they send you that?
I took an ethics class with them, and that was just laying on my chair on my desk when I took the ethics class.
Man, it's worth the price of admission.
Was it ethical for them to give that to you? I'm not sure about that.
I think so.
To bribe you with gifts? Yeah. That's not ethical.
Oh, man, it's a... The ethics class is so funny. I only have to take it because I'm on a fire pension board, and the state legislature, you know, the Congress and the Senate of the state, they require anybody on a fire or police pension board to take 8 hours worth of ethics every year, even though they're not required themselves to have any ethics classes. There's nothing we can really do other than make bad investment choices. No, it's not. We can't really personally gain anything, especially me. I'm not even a part of the fire pension. But
you could have it invest in your own company.
Well, I could if I had one. But yeah, no, it's just ironic that Illinois, of all places, would make us take an ethics class.
Are they good classes?
Oh man, they're as good as they possibly could be. I think the girl who does it, she does a good job. Bless her heart.
I just keep thinking, if you find $100 bill and you put it in your pocket, is that good or bad class? And, you know, everyone says good except for one person and say, Bob, that's not your $100 bill. It's not ethical for you to keep that.
She made it much easier this year for us. She gave us a lesson through lunch to work on. So that was an hour. And when we left, our homework assignment is to watch the movie Iron Man, the first one. Because there's a good ethics lesson to be learned in that movie, apparently. I haven't seen it, so I got to watch that still.
Seen Iron Man?
I'm behind on my homework. I have not.
It's a really good movie, dude.
It is. I know. The previews I saw and the parts, the clips that she showed were really good.
It's really good. I'm not a superhero movie lover, but that's one of my favorites.
I need to see it. And I was hoping it would be on Netflix or someplace accessible for me to watch it. I was going to immediately watch it. I really was.
Yeah.
Well, good news, Steve.
It's nowhere.
Oh.
You can buy from China, please from China, the official Samsung S6 Iron Man Edition.
Yeah, that's a sweet looking phone. Did you see it yet, Steve?
No.
It's a really great looking phone.
Get out.
Yeah, if you're into maroon and gold together, I really think it's a great color combination. It's a good. Oh, here. He put a little link in there for you in the chat. It's really good.
This is like the most tangent show we've ever done. Wow. We can't even stay on top. Wow, that is a nice phone.
Yeah.
But you better be in. First off, you can't get in this country, I believe. You have to buy it from overseas.
There's no U.S. date mentioned.
Well, I'm sure it has to do with them not wanting to pay U.S. Fees. Because, you know, once you get in this country, you better adhere to their rules.
Oh, like the licensing.
Yeah. Oh, and it has wireless Qi charging through a quote unquote arc reactor.
That's pretty cool. Look at the arc reactor. That's awesome. All right. Cool. Back on track here. Thank you for sending that suggestion to Eric.
Yeah, I have not found a fix for that yet. I keep waiting and waiting for Samsung. I mean, because I really like this cover. You know, I don't want to switch my cover. Even though I was at Staples the other day and they had S5 covers similar to this, but have you seen the ones that are like all covered? You don't have this little glass here, but then it has rows of LEDs that kind of just pop out, like light up.
No,
behind the like gray fake leather kind of thing. Those were kind of weird too, but they didn't have that for the Note, just for the S5.
It's weird,
but they were on clearance. They were usually $60. They're on clearance for like $5 at Staples.
Why? Because nobody buys them.
Well, yeah, and it's an old phone.
Hey, somebody else sent you a suggestion, Eric. He says he was having problems with the status bar in his Note 4 running Lollipop. Oh, no, he's talking about you. He says, I have a Note 4 and been running Lollipop for a month now, have not had any problem. One of the things that I read helped people with problems on the Note 4 when switching to Lollipop was to clear the cache partition on your phone. I did this right after I upgraded and have been running great since. Hope that helps. That's from David.
David, yeah, I did. I not only did that, I totally wiped the phone and started from scratch.
Okay, well, trying to avoid potty humor, how many times did you wipe?
At least three.
Okay, yeah, because that's the thing. Me and Sean always said it for years. When you go do a data wipe, do it at least two or three times. Now, and we knew to do it because sometimes it appeared like it didn't do it.
And so now, do you wipe it after you've reinstalled the OS then? And then do a couple wipes afterwards? That's what I did.
I got into the habit of running Ellis Owens's script beforehand, installing the ROM, then data wiping two or three times. So me and Sean knew it.
Yeah, that's how I did it.
And everyone who was in our shoes back then kind of knew it. But now in the last week, somebody came out with an official paper that said, you know, sometimes when you do your data wipe, it's not actually wiping. And everyone's like, oh my God, can you believe it? And I'm like, who didn't know this?
Factory data reset didn't mean factory data reset. Right.
Who didn't know this? Me and Sean Johnson at least knew about this for 4 years.
Wow. Just you guys.
Well, and we told people whenever we told them what to do, we always said wipe a couple times. And then
I've wiped a couple times too. A lot of the forums said to do it in the instructions.
I know, but yeah, every time we say wipe, somebody reminded me it almost sounds like we're talking about going to the bathroom.
Yeah, we all got bidets, so we don't have to worry about that no more.
It's true. I don't know who doesn't have a bidet these days. Christian writes, hi everyone, I know I've been quiet as of late, but I recently installed a launcher that I cannot live without anymore. It's called L Launcher by LL App Group, and it's so flexible. I paid for the Pro Key about $4 within 15 minutes of installing it on my S4 running Lollipop. I have since installed it on my OnePlus One, which has the Cyanogen modified Lollipop. You can create folders on the desktop, use 1x1 widgets on the dock, change the number of icons, rows. Talks about a bunch of cool features. He says, I also have SwipePad on my phones, which I find a handy way to access things like my clipboard while in the middle of typing an email or something. But you've already mentioned it in a previous show. That's all right, Christian. You can bring stuff out of the attic. L Launcher really makes my life on Lollipop much easier. Regards, Captain, quote, okay, Steve, botch this signature up, ... I dare you, ... quote, zero. And he put the links in there for L Launcher, but I didn't put them in the chat.
Yeah, Captain Zero, I gotta say, I'm still on L Launcher. I like it as well. It's been perfect for me. I said last week that I'll never change my background or my home screen anymore. And yeah, I don't see any reason for me to leave L Launcher either.
Oh,
I'm good.
I'll tell you why I got rid of Minima. I can't blame it on that because you've been running it, but something drained the heck out of my battery the other day.
That could be. I mean, it's parallax. Note 4, I'm rarely away from a charger ever, and the battery is massive. Beast. I've never been close to being. I don't even have an extra. This is like the first phone I've ever had that doesn't have an extra battery sitting on a charger at all times. I haven't even went and got one yet.
Wow, I never buy batteries.
Do you buy Samsung phones that you can easily remove the back and change the batteries out, though? I don't buy
Samsung phones because cheesy plastic phones.
This is leather, man. It's all leather. It is cheesy and floppy, but you can easily get to the battery.
I'm waiting for them to make a metal phone. I've been impressed with HTC and LG made it. The Nexus 5 was a beautiful phone.
This frame is metal on the Note 4. There's no plastic to it.
Well, no, okay. There's plastic all around the back, and the front, and you know everything else.
When you get this case, you don't have any plastic.
Steve, they already made one that was quote unquote all metal called the Galaxy Alpha. Didn't sell very good.
I guess people like plastic.
Oh, it's cheaper, I'm sure.
All right. That's going to be it for the show. I know we didn't get through a lot of your emails.
That's it? Just two?
It was a couple. It was like five.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hey, it's not our fault. We stayed right on track the whole time. It just took us a while to get
through. Time goes fast.
Well, there's the long emails.
No. Too many words. It was because all the trolls in the chat room. That's what did it.
Yeah, Rhino. Jeez.
They're all gone. We have zero viewers according to Google+. No, Rhino's still in there.
Actually says Minima doesn't drain his battery.
Okay, it wasn't Minima then, I guess. I deleted it for no unjustly. But you know what it is?
Weather app?
I don't know what it was, but First of all, Hangout always shows the wrong amount of viewers, because I think if you're watching on a mobile device, it doesn't register. So sorry, guys, in the chat for saying that. Secondly, there's an app on my LG G3 called Cleaner or something like that. It basically uninstalls any app I haven't used in a month, and I kind of accidentally ran it, and it just wiped out half my apps.
App does it just... it, you don't have any say in it? Just like...
I ran it. I think it even asked me, am I sure? Okay. But I was just so like in button pressing mood that I just pressed it.
That's an odd app. I've never heard of such a thing that if you don't use a different app within a month, it just bye.
Yeah. It considers you don't use it that enough to warrant space on your phone.
Wow.
I know.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed everything that we talked about, no matter how crazy it got. It was fun, though. I enjoyed it. So we'll see you guys next show. Later.